Rapper Dom Kennedy sues Los Angeles over unconstitutional gun control laws after arrest. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 10, 2022. Rapper Dom Kennedy described Los Angeles gun control laws as unconstitutional and is suing the city after being arrested for carrying a gun for self-defense. West Coast Styles reports that Kennedy and fellow plaintiff Gary Matthews are suing the city of Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Board of Police Commissions, and the LAPD, and the goal is to invalidate restrictive gun laws in Los Angeles. West Coast Styles adds, Kennedy and Matthews are challenging the city and its licensing scheme, claiming that it violates the Second and 14th Amendments. Both men believe they were unjustly arrested in the past. Dom Kennedy and Matthews want the gun licensing scheme to be declared unconstitutional. They seek to have their arrests, and others like them, be ruled null and void. Jovan Blacknell, the attorney for Kennedy and Matthews, explained his client's claims that the city demands a license in order to carry a gun for self-defense, then refuses to issue said license, leaving concerned citizens with no option other than to carry without a license in order to be prepared to defend one's own life. Blacknell said, the two key, undisputed facts in this case are that there were no actions that the plaintiffs or the other class members could have taken during the relevant time period that would have allowed them to carry a handgun for general self-defense in the city of Los Angeles. 1. The city's police chief refuses to issue CCWs for the lawful Second Amendment purpose of general self-defense. And, 2. The city's police chief vigorously enforces laws criminalizing carrying a handgun outside the home without a CCW. He added, by adopting and following a city policy of refusing to issue CCWs for general self-defense, and then by adopting and following a city policy of strictly enforcing state laws prohibiting carrying a handgun outside the home without a CCW, the city violated their Second Amendment rights. And, in the case of Mr. Matthews and the non-resident class, the city violated their 14th Amendment rights. California is the most heavily gun-controlled state in America. Mike Bloomberg affiliated Every Town for Gun Safety ranks California number one for gun law strength. For example, California has universal background checks, an assault weapons ban, a high-capacity magazine ban, a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, a red flag law, gun registration requirements, a good cause requirement for concealed carry permit issuance, a ban on carrying a gun on a college campus for self-defense, a ban on K-12 teachers being armed on campus for classroom defense, a background check requirement for ammunition purchases, and a limit on the number of guns a law-abiding citizen can purchase in a given month, among other controls. Despite those gun control measures, California's major and mid-sized cities are gripped by one shooting after another, often gang and drug-related. On May 9, 2022, Breitbart News noted that California Democrats are pushing an excise tax on handguns, rifles, ammunition, and gun parts. The tax would be an additional control on firearms, ammo, and gun parts in the state of California. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.